These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Good morning, happy Wednesday to you, and it is another beautiful day. If you are just waking up and you haven't poked your head outside or looked out the window or walked out the door, it is a beautiful day, and it's going to be a beautiful day. Tomorrow might be a little bit cloudy and small chance of rain, but that beats some of the Independence Days that we've had in recent years when we've had outright rainouts. We've had years where fireworks had to be canceled or postponed. So, you know, we'll take what we get when it comes to the 4th of July, and you should have a pretty decent one this year. So there is a lot that we can discuss this morning. Of course, you heard Phil mention the passing of longtime Bristol County District Attorney Paul Walsh, actually longest serving Bristol County DA, who was 70 years old by my calculations. So I got the heads up last night from Chris McCarthy and started putting everything together and did, you know, what I could with what I had at the time. And we do have some requests for comment out from some other folks. So the story that we have at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app may get updated throughout the course of today, but certainly someone who had a lot of impact on the South Coast, someone who comes from a family that has had a lot of impact on the South Coast. And we will take your Paul Walsh memories if you want to call in with them at 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. I didn't have a whole lot of interaction with him, because by the time I came into the news side of things, he was no longer the district attorney. And when I say that, I mean even writing up news stories, what brief news stories I wrote for the Standard Times. But most of what I knew about him came from reading about the New Bedford Highway murders, talking about those on Spooky South Coast and things of that nature. And then, of course, he would come in here occasionally. And when Chris had his Sunday show, I remember he would come in here. And we have an interview that he gave to Chris in that story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Back when we used to have the WBSM TV option, when we had the YouTube live stream and cameras in the studio, and we kind of got away from that because we didn't have someone in here to run it all the time. And we didn't want to just be one of those stations that just has the webcam in the corner. So you can see Paul's interview with Chris McCarthy in that story. And of course, he also, Phil also mentioned the story of the fatal crash in Seekonk yesterday. The state police did not identify the victim, except to say that he was a 36-year-old man from Springfield. But his name has not been released yet. If we do get that, we will update the story. And also, if we get a suspected cause of the crash, we will update the story. But I know one of the three vehicles involved, one of them was a tractor trailer, and it was a Cintas truck, because we were getting people that were posting photos of the crash online, but we just didn't have any real details to offer. And then the story of the multiple stabbings in Taunton, which I thought was a little bit interesting, the way that the news was put out about that, because I saw on Facebook people talking about the scanner indicating multiple stabbings, Paul Bunker Drive. And I know that with Taunton Police, you can send an inquiry to get more information, but they work with a PR organization that has contracted with a lot of municipalities, school departments, police departments. And while everybody that I've encountered from that company has been really nice and cool and great to work with and all of that, I hate the fact that this is what they do. I hate the fact that they don't have somebody internal that will answer questions and give you information, confirm tips. Instead, everything comes from this PR group. And, you know, from a competitive standpoint, I guess, of being in the news business, it's not great, because you can get a tip to something and you can be the first person to know about it, but you don't get official confirmation until everybody gets official confirmation. So that's kind of annoying, but that's not even my biggest problem with it. My biggest problem with it is when there's someone in a police department who answers those questions for you, there's a back and forth. You send an inquiry for information, they send you the response back, then you can ask further questions. With this group, this PR group, it becomes more of, here's the information, and then if I ever send back questions, I usually get, well, you know, we can ask. Like, no, I just tell the chief to call me. So I don't understand. I mean, I do understand why police departments, fire departments, schools, municipalities, why they utilize this service, because they don't have to have a dedicated person on their staff to handle it. But there should be another layer of that. So we just have the information that we have. The suspect hasn't been identified. The victims haven't been identified. But it was multiple people who were stabbed, which was what we were originally hearing. And then the PR firm put out at least one person was stabbed. Like, there's a difference between, and I don't want to get into semantics about language, but there's a difference between at least one person was stabbed and multiple people were stabbed. If you knew multiple people were stabbed, just say multiple people were stabbed. The police arrived to find multiple people stabbed. Why are you only saying one? I don't know. But I wasn't there, so I... Anyway. If we get any more information on that, we will update that story as well. Also, because it is the 3rd of July, it is the eve of the 4th of July. America Eve, as I like to call it. No, I don't usually call it that. I just made that up. But still, you can use it if you want. But because it is America Eve, I will put out the question today. Because Barry had an article yesterday about the legality of fireworks, which, of course, we all know are not legal in Massachusetts, and which, of course, we all know nobody seems to care about. There's literally a fireworks store like 100 yards from the Massachusetts line in Seekonk. Well, the Massachusetts line is in Seekonk. The store is not. But, you know, there's places where you can get fireworks pretty easily and bring them back home to the South Coast. So if that's the case, first of all, I don't understand why at this point Massachusetts hasn't just legalized them and then taken tax revenue off of them. Maybe that should be our next ballot initiative. We got the marijuana, the recreational cannabis. We got that. Maybe we can fight for fireworks. But meanwhile, they're taking away, you know, your plastic bags and your plastic water bottles and looking to have you pay a 5-cent deposit for nips. But, you know, maybe the compromise here is you can get fireworks. Personally, I would not be in favor of that, but, you know, if people want to buy them, at least make tax revenue off of them. But what are your thoughts and feelings on fireworks? Should they be legalized? I don't think it would be really any worse than it is now. I mean, maybe a little bit worse, but you're not going to notice it. And I have all the sympathy in the world for people who get upset when neighbors are setting off fireworks because they have dogs who are sensitive to them. But you know who isn't sensitive to it? The people who are setting off the fireworks. They don't care. And so now today, your social media is going to be filled with all of the people saying, you know, please keep in mind that my dog is is afraid of fireworks, and I don't want to. And you're wasting your time typing that. Nobody cares. Nobody's going to listen to you. There's no person who went out and bought $500 worth of fireworks in New Hampshire and brought them back here and is ready to set them off. They're going to open up Facebook and wait a minute. This person down the street, their dog will get upset if I set off these fireworks. Well, I guess we're not going to do them. Sorry, guys. It just doesn't work that way. Consideration is not part of the process when someone decides that they're going to buy and set off fireworks. If it was, they wouldn't wait until midnight to do it. But as I've, you know, said multiple times here on the program before, I am not a fireworks person. I mean, I don't dislike them. If I'm at something that has fireworks, I'll look up in the sky and enjoy them. But I'm not going to go out of my way to go to them. I'll look out the window if, you know, they're happening close to my home. But I'm probably not going to leave my house just to go see them. If I could sit out in the yard and watch them, maybe I would. When Onset had their 4th of July fireworks, you know, obviously when my son was younger, we would bring him because it's a big deal to kids. But later on, we also realized that from our neighborhood, we could just go down to the highway overpass, sit on a chair on the overpass and watch them. And then not have to battle miles of traffic to get back home. The overpass was a little less, probably about a mile from our house. But going somewhere, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's different because it's just me. I'm a single guy. Maybe if I had a girlfriend, she wanted to go, I would feel differently about it. But for the most part, seen one fireworks show, seen them all. That's my opinion. But granted, they should still have them because I'm an outlier. Most people enjoy them. In fact, the buzz is going through Wareham again this year because there's not only no 4th of July fireworks in Onset, but there's none planned for the Harvest Moon Festival, which last year they had moved them from the 4th of July to the Harvest Moon Festival. And people were all up in arms about that because you're supposed to have the 4th of July fireworks in Onset. And the rationale was, if you go down to the Onset fireworks on the 4th of July and you sit on Onset Beach and watch them, you can see the ones in Marion, you can see the ones in New... Like, you can see all of the fireworks, Plymouth, New Bedford. I don't know if you can see Plymouth from there, but, you know, there's multiple towns that have fireworks going off at the same time. So why not save those Onset fireworks for September when nobody had fireworks going on that weekend and you could be the only show in town? And people got so upset about that. Now they're even more upset this year because there are no fireworks. Well, you know, you complained so much about it last year. But it you take people's fireworks away. Like, a couple of times New Bedford is canceled because of the weather. And then people get so upset. They could have done it. Everybody becomes a Facebook meteorologist. They could have had the fireworks. But then if they did and you couldn't see them because of the fog or the clouds or, you know, whatever, you would have complained about that. And then for New Year's Eve, they decided not to do fireworks and instead did an LED drone show. And the traditionalists complain about that. Well, that's not the same. No, it's better. If you want to see traditional fireworks, there's other communities that have them going on. But an LED drone show means they didn't have to cancel. They could fly lower if it was overcast. They could fly lower if it was foggy. They're not a momentary burst of light and then dies out, so they can cut through the fog better. I don't know. The coolest fireworks experience I ever had was one time my cousin and I sat really, really close for the Brockton Fair fireworks to the point where, you know, the shells were dropping at our feet. And we were like kind of trying to dodge the shells, which was probably not the safest thing in the world, but it was fun. And then I took a piece of one of the shells home with me. And I used to have this box, this steel metal box that my grandfather gave me that I kept all my collectible cards in and anything else that, you know, mattered to me. And I put this shell of a firework inside that box. And I still have the box somewhere to this day. And if you peel back a little bit of the cardboard paper, you can still smell the charge from the fireworks. And that would have been 35 years ago. So that's about the last time I thought fireworks were really awesome. After that, I think it was all downhill from there. But curious to get your thoughts. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Right now, let's take our first break of the morning. We'll be back in a few moments. Welcome back in. We're going to be taking your phone calls coming up in just a bit. 508-996-0500, as well as your app chat messages and your open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We're also going to be going into the newsroom in just a moment to get an update on all the stories of the day from Phil Devitt. But also a reminder that we still have tickets to give away all this week to see Styx and Foreigner as part of the Renegades and Jukebox Heroes Tour coming to the Xfinity Center in Mansfield on Friday, August 2nd. And if you want to win tickets, all you have to do is go to WBSM.com and the WBSM app to enter to win. And we are drawing a winner each day. I usually pull somebody's name after the show is over, send it over to Casey. She emails you to let you know. You fill out everything online, send it back to her. She sends you the tickets virtually. Because we are off tomorrow, we'll pick two winners today. So get your name in at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, and you could be going to see Styx, Foreigner, and John Waite at the Xfinity Center in Mansfield. It's brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits, the proud sponsors of Tim's Tickets all summer long. Stop in and see them on Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. It's the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy. Now let's go into the newsroom with Phil.
A second Democrat declares no faith in President Biden, marking the 60th anniversary of the Civil Rights Act and the FDA banning something in your soda.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A second Democratic lawmaker is openly declaring a lack of faith in President Biden's campaign. After Biden's poor debate performance last week, Texas Congressman Lloyd Doggett became the first congressional Democrat to officially call on Biden to step down. And just hours later, Congressman Jared Golden of Maine revealed he's also lost faith in Biden's reelection, saying it's been clear to him for months that Donald Trump will win. Now, former President Trump's sentencing in his New York hush money case is being postponed until September. Mark Mayfield with the details.
This comes after Trump's lawyers filed a letter with the judge looking to set aside the recent guilty verdict. The sentencing will now be delayed until September the 18th at the earliest. The lawyers ask for more time to go over any potential impact from the Supreme Court's immunity decision, which gave Trump immunity for official acts in office. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Rudy Giuliani is being disbarred in New York. A state appeals court made the ruling on Tuesday. The Republican, who was once renowned for taking down the mob in New York City, can no longer practice law in New York State. The court ruled he repeatedly and intentionally lied about former President Trump's loss during the 2020 election, adding he, quote, flagrantly misused his position as Trump's attorney to do so. Hurricane Beryl continues to churn across the Caribbean. As of the latest update, the National Hurricane Center in Miami said Beryl is at Category 4 strength with 145-mile-an-hour winds. The storm is expected to bring life-threatening winds and storm surge to Jamaica today. Some weakening is expected, but Beryl is still expected to be near major hurricane status as it moves into the central Caribbean. Millions of travelers are out and about ahead of the 4th of July holiday. NBC News' Tom Costello with more details on the record number of Americans taking to the air for their trips.
A record 32 million passengers, nearly 3 million a day, are flooding through TSA checkpoints over the extended July 4th stretch. Average wait times, 30 minutes for standard screenings, under 10 minutes for pre-check.
TSA says one of its biggest challenges that's slowing down security lines is intercepting all of the weapons that passengers keep bringing to airports every day. Black leaders in the U.S. are commemorating the 60th anniversary of the Civil Rights Act. The landmark Civil Rights Bill was signed into law on July 2nd of 1964 and outlawed discrimination based on race, sex, and religion, and dismantled Jim Crow laws. On Tuesday, Vice President Kamala Harris posted, quote, "The leaders of the civil rights movement carried the baton, and now they have passed the baton to us." Oscar-winning screenwriter Robert Towne has died. Towne won an Academy Award for the 1974 Jack Nicholson classic Chinatown and was nominated two more times in the 70s for the Hal Ashby films Shampoo and The Last Detail. He was 89. And an ingredient in soda is being banned by the FDA over health concerns. The federal agency said Tuesday that starting next month, brominated vegetable oil, known as BVO, will no longer be allowed in food because it's, quote, no longer considered safe. BVO is used in soda to stop citrus flavoring from separating from the beverage and floating to the top. Some studies have shown that the additive is toxic to the thyroid.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox open their series against the Marlins with an 8-3 win. Three-game set continues tonight in Florida. First pitch at 6:40.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Mostly sunny skies start off the day, and you know what? We get to keep it, too. It's going to be a really beautiful day across the South Coast with a high close to 80. Overnight tonight, partly cloudy, your low near 64. And for Thursday, mostly cloudy, chance of an isolated shower late in the day with a high once again near 80. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kelly Bates on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
Weather on WBSM is brought to you by SeaStreak. Whether it's a daycation or a staycation, Get there with SeaStreak. Visit SeaStreak.com for reservations to Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back, and that's a great song for a nice sunny morning. And, of course, every morning is a sunny morning if you start your day at Sunrise Bakery and Coffee Shop, because they bring you the sunshine. They bake in the sunshine into everything that they make, whether it be their famous pastries, muffins, donuts that are all made fresh daily, whether it be some of their sandwiches that'll make any crowd happy, including their scrumptious casserole sandwiches, their tuna sandwiches, linguica and cheese rolls, plus so many more, made on their fresh baked Portuguese pops and bread. How about some toasted sweetbread for breakfast this morning? Wouldn't that sound good? And of course, don't forget some of Sunrise's famous rice pudding. All of that and more available each and every day at Sunrise Bakery and Coffee Shop at 506 Bolton Street in New Bedford. Not only can it be a treat for you and a treat for your family, it can be something that you get for all of the big parties that you have coming up. Everybody's coming over for 4th of July. You want to have something there so that when the burgers and hot dogs run out, or the people who don't want something off the grill, you want a nice alternative for them. I'm telling you, everybody loves casserole sandwiches from Sunrise Bakery. Or maybe you just want to have something to serve up the kids during school vacation week. You can get sandwiches already made up and ready to go. Put them in the fridge for when the kids are ready to have lunch. So many great options. So many great tastes. It's a sensational continental feel. That's Sunrise Bakery and Coffee Shop, 506 Bolton Street in New Bedford. All right, let's go to the phones, 508-996-0500. Good morning, you're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. Happy America Day almost.
To you as well.
I like the way you coined that phrase.
America Eve. That's
America Eve. Yes. I like that. I think that should go into the Wikipedia of words. So I wanted to, first I want to ask you, so if Onset isn't having those, because my little meaning me, she has to work tomorrow, and I was telling her she could go to Onset tonight. She's all excited yesterday about that.
I know New Bedford's having their 4th of July fireworks tomorrow night.
No, but she's working tomorrow night.
I don't know who's doing it tonight.
Yeah, because I thought Onset always did it on the 3rd.
No, they did it on the 4th.
Oh, well, who am I thinking of that always does the fireworks? Maybe somebody out there will know.
I don't know. I know Marion does them on the 4th. Plymouth does them on the 4th.
Yeah, of course, Plymouth.
maybe it's somebody on the Cape side that does them on the 3rd. Maybe Falmouth. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember. Oh, geez. Well, that is. So I have to tell you, I went to the movie Quiet Place last night.
How was it?
Oh, it was so good. I mean, this is why I really got to talk about it. Everybody in the theater, and it was real crowded. Everybody in the theater was so quiet. It was as if we were all immersed into that movie. Like, literally, nobody was eating or moving their bags or making any noise. And in the movie, when it's thundering, they can make a lot of noise in the movie. Everybody, it was so funny. I kept laughing. They would all of a sudden, you hear all the bags moving around and the crunching and this. It was so funny. But that's how intense it was. It was really good. And the cat, I swear, should get an Academy Award. That's all I'll say about it. But it was really good. I stayed out till 12 o'clock last night.
Wow.
I know. That's twice now in this month that I... Oh, well, this is the new month.
I might go to the movies tomorrow and see that new Kevin Costner Western Horizon. It's 3 hours long. So, yes. You know, it's going to be 3.5 hours in the theater, and I don't know. I'm thinking about if I get up early enough, I can go see the first one and still, you know, have something to do the rest of the day. I don't want to go at night because I'm still getting up early to come here on Friday. But maybe I'll end up going Friday night too. We'll see. But I do want to see it on the big screen, even though I've heard mixed reviews about it. But a friend of mine is in the movie, so I wanna see it and support him.
No kidding. I was gonna see it last night, but the same as you, I wasn't ready to do the whole 3 hours. So, I definitely want to see that. Kevin Costner's a great actor. So, I mean, whatever. People always have mixed reviews about him anyways.
Well, this is a what'd they say, 3-part, 4-part series. And this is just the first one. And then the second one comes out, I think, in August. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I love Kevin Costner. I love Westerns, but I really just want to go support my friend Chad, who was, who's been an actor for a long time. He was in The Fast and the Furious. He was on Supernatural. He's done a bunch of stuff, but this is the first time that I've had the chance to see him on the big screen because I didn't see Fast and the Furious in the theater. So,
no, I've never seen any of the Fast and Furious in the theater. I've seen them all, obviously, you know.
I watched the first one. That was it.
You didn't follow the rest?
Oh. Not really my thing.
So, but Chad, where is he from? Is he local? Or?
No. He's out in L.A., but we worked together on a TV show called Ghost Stalkers. So the first TV show I worked on as the writer and the researcher, he was one of the investigators on the show. So we got to be friendly, and he's just a great, great guy, so... He's in scenes with Kevin Costner, so very excited to see that. I got some information for you about the fireworks tonight.
Oh, awesome.
Tonight you can go to the Freetown Assonet fireworks are tonight.
Freetown Assonet. Fantastic. Oh, good, because I feel bad. She's starting a new job, so naturally, you know, she's that'll work.
9 p.m. tonight. They set them off at the Assonet burial ground.
Oh, they're going to wake up the dead, are we?
I don't think so. They're not that loud.
Well, thank you for that information. Good. I got to go meet her this morning.
Well, so pass that on, and hopefully it's a great show.
I will. Yeah, I'm going to get ready and start going out there. And just happy fireworks. Have a safe holiday, everybody.
You as well. Enjoy it.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. That is Sketty. And, of course, yes, Freetown Assonet Fireworks. I was looking it up on this list that we have, and also thanks Carol Ann for letting me know too. So there's really fireworks every night if you are interested in going out and seeing them. So not only can you go to Freetown tonight, Freetown Assonet, you can also go to what else here is local. Foxborough, they're setting them off from Patriot Place at 9 p.m., so if you wanted to head up for that, you could do that. You want to take a drive down to the Cape. Mashpee is tonight at 9:15. What else is local? Randolph is doing them tonight at 9:30, which must be because there's no more Brockton Fair. Because as I mentioned yesterday, for years, the tradition in Randolph was July 3rd parade. And then followed by everybody from Randolph goes to the Brockton Fair to see the fireworks. So now they must be doing these fireworks after the parade themselves. And then, of course, tomorrow, you've got everybody doing fireworks. Fall River, 9:30 p.m. Falmouth, if you're on that side of the South Coast, 9 p.m. Mashpee's doing them again tomorrow night. Of course, New Bedford's happening at 9 p.m. Plymouth is happening at 9:30 p.m. They always do theirs in a barge off the harbor. And so no matter where you go along the Plymouth waterfront, whether you're kind of in the downtown Plymouth version of it, or if you head over like toward Plymouth Plantation, you'll be able to see them. I've watched those fireworks from all those different locations over the years. Just trying to see what else is close to us here. Middleborough will be on Friday night at 10 p.m. They always do it from Battisfield. If you want to go to the Cape again, Osterville. They're doing those at 9:30 p.m. off two barges that are named in the cove named after me, Tim's Cove. Osterville, of course, former home of TV game show host Gene Rayburn, who, as we told you about last week, was once involved in a car crash in Marion. Let's see. Marion fireworks are on the 6th at 9:15. Brockton on the 12th. So you have lots of chances to see fireworks. And I'm getting these all from the mass.gov website. But we also have stories at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app that list all the fireworks happening in Massachusetts and Rhode Island. In Barry's article about our, you know, what can happen to you if you're caught with fireworks, that also has a link over to this list. So lots of places where you can find it. But basically, if you are a fireworks fanatic and you want to travel around and see all these different fireworks displays, there's something every night throughout July. You know my opinion on it, though. You've seen one, you've seen them all. I don't know what going from one to the other would do. But if you want to do it, we want to give you the information. 508-996-0500. Going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. And welcome back in. Well, what was that guy's name? Pete Burns, I think. I think he was the lead singer of Dead or Alive. He had the eye patch and the hair and all that. Anyway, Carol Ann, who was letting us know about the Asona Freetown fireworks, says they are at Hathaway Park, 21 Water Street, and that they are changing the traffic pattern at 6:30. So just be aware of that if you're heading on over. I mean, I get it. I get why people like fireworks. You can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and sit down and, you know, it's good family time. And maybe that's why I don't enjoy them. Because it'd just be me. But I never really liked them anyway. It was fun watching my son's reaction to them when he was little, but in general, I'd always be like, well, he's almost over. Like, come on. Oh, look, a red one. Oh, wow, a blue one. I know. I'm the killjoy here, but that's just how I feel about fireworks. And, of course, the camaraderie of being out there with your friends and neighbors, right? Your fellow citizens, your fellow Americans here on America's birthday. But I don't know. I mean, I still say seen one, seen them all. If you want to see some, you can watch them on TV. But you know where I don't want to watch them? I'm going to be honest with you. And I saw a meme going around that I absolutely agreed with, and I'll probably share it tonight, tomorrow. But I don't need to see your videos on social media. You don't need to post on social media. If you want to do it for your own posterity, sure. But your timeline is going to be filled with just people posting fireworks videos, and they're all going to look the same. You're going to look at it and be like, oh my God, wow, a green one. Again, I don't mean to be the buzzkill here, but I don't get it. Like I said, if they're at something that I'm already at, I'll look up at the sky, I'll watch them, I'll enjoy them. But I'm not going to get in the car, fight through traffic, find a parking space, walk to where I'm going to see them the best, spend 2 hours sitting there waiting for them to happen, spend 20 minutes watching them when they happen, walk back, be stuck in traffic for 2 hours afterwards, when if I wanted to see them, I can just watch them on TV. It is kind of cool, though, when they synchronize them to music. Although, I will tell you a little secret. Anything will seem synchronized to music if you do it and then play music at the same time. Like, it's going to hit on a couple of points. You're going to be like, oh, wow, they synced it all up. I mean, some companies really do spend the time to sync it up, especially now that everything's computerized in the launch. But you can turn on anything on the radio. Although, probably not WBSM because, you know, we're a talk station. But turn on Fun 107. It'll look like it's synchronized to the fireworks. Anyway, 508-996-0500. I'm going to take my last break of this hour, and we'll be right back. And welcome back. And I don't want anybody to think I'm un-American because I'm anti-fireworks. It's not that I'm anti-fireworks. I just don't see the big deal. I fully support your right to be a fireworks fan. Anyway, Not Bad in Oak Bluff sent over an app chat message. Says, good morning, Tim. Please tell folks that if they are on the Vineyard, come and enjoy the Edgartown 4th of July parade and spectacular fireworks show overlooking the Edgartown Lighthouse and Harbor. So there you go. Just bring your own weed, right? No, I'm just kidding. They fix that. They solve that problem. But yes, if you are heading over to the Vineyard, a fantastic 4th of July show awaits you. I haven't been forever. I should probably go at some point. I mean, last year I went to Block Island for the very first time ever. And I haven't been to Martha's Vineyard since 1990, summer of 95. And I've never been to Nantucket. I've never been to Cuddy Honk. I don't know. I guess I should probably spend some time visiting these places. I'm fascinated by Cuddy Honk. I'm fascinated by the smallest town in Massachusetts of Gosnold, but I've just never been. I don't know. Maybe I'll actually use some of my days off this summer, not just for traveling and going to paranormal conventions, but to actually, you know, take a day off.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.